The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about, fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. That's what we talk about. And we want to talk about that with you. We'd like to hear about your fishing and hunting adventures. We'd like to hear about your time in the goose pit. We'd like to hear about your time in the deer stand. We'd like to hear about your time out on the boat, waterfowl, deer, whatever you've been doing. Maybe you've been doing some winter fishing. I don't know. But give us a break and give us a call. 410-922-6680. It's 410-WCBM-680 is an easy way to remember the number. And if you're outside the, if you have a landline and you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area, it's a toll call for you to call us. Just call us on the 800 line, and that's 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680, and that's an easy way to get through. I think we're going to give a couple tickets away to the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg this week, and I don't know, we might be asking you some goofy questions or something, you know, just to kind of move that along and give you a little bit of a test and a little bit of a challenge there. So we'll see how that happens. So. Interesting week. Interesting week. We spent Thursday in Annapolis, we being Bill Miles and myself. And Bill is the advocate for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and we want to congratulate Bill on his 39 years. This is his 39th session that he's attended in the halls of Annapolis during the General Assembly. Sometimes as staffer, sometimes as different roles, but 20 years as a lobbyist, and now he is with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And our purpose in going to Annapolis was twofold. The Maryland Hunting Coalition works not only in the halls of Annapolis during the General Assembly with lawmakers, but it works with the Department of Natural Resources. So we ask if we could meet the meet Deputy Secretary Joanne Throw and Assistant Secretary Daryl Anthony, along with Wildlife Director Paul Pedito, and we had that meeting on Thursday. And we discussed the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and we discussed some of the initiatives that the coalition is backing and actually initiating. Good word. So that was a very productive meeting. We met in at the Taws Building, and then from there we traveled to the Senate, where we met with Senator Wayne Norman first, and then Senator Bob Cassilly, and then we dropped in on a couple other folks down there that we knew. And Bob Cassilly is the lead sponsor of Senate Bill 27, which hopes to make the canvasback duck, because of the rich history of the canvasback here in Maryland, the official state duck of Maryland. And in talking to people around the state, the canvasback is revered from, you know, the Crisfield home of the Ward brothers, and of course the Crisfield Salisbury Ward Museum, to the midshore St. Michael's Maritime Museum, a great display of waterfowl there, and then of course the folks that are really behind us is the Haverty Grace Decoy Museum in Harford County, the Susquehanna Flats, the epicenter of the history of the canvasback duck. So And we talked to the DNR folks, and we talked to some of the lawmakers about the also about the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. So it's all good. We had a good week in Annapolis. So let's talk to Carl in Middlesex. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm getting there, Alan. How are you, bud?
I'm good. What's up?
I just wanted to call and say hi. I'm finally out of all my stays in the hospital and everything.
Yeah, I know it. And have you been able to do any hunting this year?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good.
I went out with my boys.
Yep.
Well, you know, I got the permit to hunt from the vehicle.
So right.
I mainly hunted from the front seat of my son's truck because of the health ain't that good anymore. But,
right.
The oldest boy, he took care of plenty of venison this year.
Oh, yeah.
He got four.
Wow. Well, they got plenty of meat.
Yeah. The little son, he got one, too. So.
Well, good. Everybody's,
we're doing pretty good there.
Everybody's got some meat. That's the main thing, meat in the freezer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the whole purpose of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Junior got one first day of bow season.
Yes. I put the picture in the magazine.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That is complete velvet. There's not even a little nick or nothing in that velvet.
Yep, I know. I saw it.
It's beautiful. I can't wait till Brian gets a Dunsborne.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, when's the last time you shot a canvas back?
Last time I shot a canvas back was 3 or 4 years ago. It wasn't last year. I think it was the year before. It was down on the little chop tank. Why?
Oh, really?
Why do you ask? Yeah, I've shot.
I used to get them in Harford County all the time.
Oh, they're still there. They were shooting them on the flats the other day, from what I could see.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I haven't shot one in as long as I've had my boys hunting with me. You
yeah,
know?
They're the king of the ducks, man. King of the Chesapeake, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, they're beautiful ducks.
Beautiful ducks. They taste good.
Yeah.
And that's what
we're going out Monday.
All right, where are you headed?
I got the same spot. They opened it back up this year, and we got lucky at the lottery.
Yeah,
I'll be right down the street from my mother-in-law's house.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's Junior's got a couple there already.
Yeah, have you been out? What's out there?
I went out one day.
You're on the east. You're on the east side, right?
Excuse me.
You're in East Baltimore on the, with your duck blind, right?
Yeah, everyone knows it's Creek.
All right, okay.
And Junior got one. First day we went out.
Yeah, what do you get?
That's the only time I've been out, but I'm going to try to go out Monday.
What's out there?
It probably just bluebills and mallards.
Yeah, bluebills and mallards. I've heard about
bluebills. Are fun to shoot, man.
Oh,
they're a blast.
Yeah, they are. You're
trying
right.
Trying to hit them little things, they just the way they fly. They're all over the place.
They're quick. You're right. Yeah, best shoot we had on them again with my buddy Dave down in Dorchester County. We had six Drakes toll, and I mean, they told hard, and there were three of us in the blind, and we took all six of them. I mean, they were close. They were close. We had one actually bounce off the blind when we hit it. So.
Well, it was like at one time in Galena. I actually had one that me and my brother, we come out of the pit door, and I actually had a goose fall right in the pit. That's having your decoy set right.
That's having them right. That's right.
That's what I always said.
Yep, exactly.
The silhouettes were just perfect. We come out and we bust it. Well, then M and me argued over who shot it.
Of course.
You know, yeah. I think it was me.
I'm sure. You always do. So. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call.
I just wanted to say hello. And
long time no talk.
Year and all that. And
you got it.
If you ever ain't busy on the last couple of days on a Monday, Junior's off on Monday, give me a buzz. You got the phone number.
Yep.
Give me a buzz and go out with us.
Well, you be careful out there Monday because it's going to be awful cold.
Hey, it'll be cold, but we tuck in behind them in them reeds and
okay,
we're all right.
Yeah, well, you're going to be all right, but it's still going to be cold. Still going to be 20-some degrees. So. all right.
We're breaking ice going out.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right, you take it easy.
See you, Carl.
Have a good one, bud.
Happy New Year. See you.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
410 WCBM 680. That's what you do. You call in and we talk. We have a chat. Hey, there's a new tackle shop in Baltimore, and I guess they're having some kind of event today. I talked to him briefly yesterday. A friend of mine sent me an email about it. It's called Anglers Express, and it's in Cockeysville, 117 Old Pedonia Road, Suite C. And a friend of mine, Al Farace will be there. He's a professional angler, and he's sponsored by HUK, Hook, apparel. So stop by and see Al today, tomorrow, and let him know that you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. It's Anglers Express, 117 Old Pedonia Road, Suite C in Cockeysville. Just let him know you heard about it right here. We're trying to help him out just a little bit here. So there you go. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Went out with Jacob last Saturday, picked him up 10 o'clock in the morning and drove to Dorchester County, met up with our buddies down there. And they had been out in the morning and nobody shot a deer. They'd killed one the night before out of one of the stands, and Jacob elected to take that same stand. Wound up, he did not see a deer there. Jacob and I have, the last two outings, have stayed separate. We've taken over two different stands when we're able to do that on the properties. And Jacob has not seen a deer in those two instances. And he's just, you know, the time before when we were whitetail hunting, I didn't see a deer either. They just weren't moving. But it's interesting that he's starting to branch out a little bit and become a little bit independent, and that's good. I mean, I still love hunting in the stand with the guy, you know, but he's becoming more mature, and I'm giving him more responsibility, and he seems to be doing well. He's a very safe young man, a very ethical young man. He won't take a shot unless he knows he can make it. He won't take a shot unless the animal's right. And the landowner that we hunted sick of deer on said, look, he said, I normally don't allow people to take a spike sick of this, you know, during the year. But he said, the last couple of years, we've allowed people to take two. And he said, we've only taken one this year. So, Jacob, if you happen to see a spike sick of deer tonight and you'd like to take it, feel free to take it. I thought that was an extremely generous offer because it's a management thing. And unfortunately, Jake didn't see a deer. I did take a Sika doe. Only deer I saw, a very nice size animal. And, you know, I want one for the freezer. And that's, I'm not a horn hunter when it comes to sick of deer. I just like the meat. So deer came out on the feeder and was there probably 20 minutes and finally presented the right shot, and I took the shot. And the marsh is interesting. If you've never been in the marsh, it is an extremely challenging place to be. High grass, lots of water, and we were, you know, it was flood tide. Lots of water, a lot of places for a deer to hide, greenbrier, fallen trees, just a tremendous mess. And, you know, that's why you want to make sure that when you take a deer there, you want to make sure you hit it right and that you don't have to track it because, you know, the trail can wash away very quickly. And we were very fortunate. I got a good mark on the deer and saw where it ran to after it left the feeder and after it was struck, and managed to find it. So it was good. So I have a nice sika doe in the freezer this year, and I can't wait to get into that. So it's all good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Our friends at Chesapeake Outdoors are offering a sale today. They are having a sale of 40% off on apparel, clothing, including the great Drake waterfowl clothing and others. 40% off. Now, that's a pretty good deal. The Mossberg firearms, what's left, are all still on sale at tremendous prices. And also there's a sale on Avery duck decoys. Duck decoys. That's right. Avery duck decoys. They're all on sale. Duck decoys, Mossberg firearms, and 40% off clothing, including Drake. So you want to take a look at that at Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located on Route 50 East, just across the Bay Bridge, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. So make sure you check that out. And if you're a waterfowler and you happen to be on the shore and tag a couple birds and want to get them picked or want to get them, you know, breasted out and you don't want to do it yourself, Chesapeake Outdoors offers that service as well, goose and duck picking, waterfowl picking services, and they'll help you out there. That phone number at Chesapeake Outdoors is 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500.
The world's largest outdoor sports show is back. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, February 6th to the 14th in Harrisburg, with over 200 seminars from your favorite hunting and fishing pros, like Chris Brackett, Lee and Tiffany, Sean Grigsby, Heartland Bowhunter, Mike Iaconelli, Ish Monroe, Pigman, Matt Morant, and many more. Chase the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, you know what? NBS Seafood is back with us here for a couple of weeks. The crayfish have arrived from Louisiana. They're limited numbers, but they're live crayfish. If you like that little treat, just in time for football. And you can stock up on whole frozen soft crabs, too, while they're available. These are Maryland crabs, shed right in their own tanks, and I'll tell you what, they are the best soft crabs I've ever eaten. Even the frozen ones are just spectacular. NBS Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, has Maryland crab meat, live oysters in the shell or fresh shucked pints, live Louisiana crabs, if you want steamed crabs, frozen Gulf shrimp, gator sausage, and many other items, including those crawfish, for your enjoyment. Now, look, the owner, Bill, had back surgery. He was doing fine and fell and totally wrecked his back after the surgery. It was a tragedy. But due to that, he's only open Fridays from 2 to 6, today, Saturday, 10 to 6, and tomorrow, 10 to 5. So plenty of time to get in there and get your fresh seafood from NBS Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie. And if you need to call ahead, please do so. 410-271-3202, 271-3202. If you need to make a purchase outside those normal hours, give them a call. They'll try to make arrangements to meet with you. 410-271-3202 for NBS Seafood.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're life on the farm. It's kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country bullock we can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, the cake's on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's at low, pull out my fiddle and the rosin up the bow.
Got a lot of
kids on the street, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy.
A little John Denver.
All day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good.
Had a horrible
so
life.
When I can, work when I should. Thank
well,
God
at the end, the, you know, when the plane dove into the ocean, that probably wasn't fun.
The when the sun's up,
all right.
The
I always liked that guy anyway. Hey, Jeff in Baltimore, how you doing?
All right, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's going on?
Yeah, oh, not too much. Yesterday I was sitting outside on a beautiful day and don't have a fishing license and it's too cold to golf and it's kind of stuck in the middle of no man's land.
Well, why didn't you get your fishing license yet?
Yeah, I got to go get the license so I can get out again. But
yep.
I wanted to suggest, I got to go in a second here, but a good movie for outdoorsmen. If you can't be outdoors, you can watch the go see the movie. The Revenant.
The Revenant, yeah.
The outdoorsmen will appreciate that.
Yeah. Is it on par with Jeremiah Johnson? Is it on par with Jeremiah Johnson?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the movie Jeremiah Johnson? I was just asking a question. Wonder where he went. That's the second guy that said go see The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio. Based on a true story, and I was asking if it was on a par with Jeremiah Johnson, Robert Redford back in the day. And my favorite movie, actually. Well, who knows? I guess we'll have to go see it. Changing channels here. Bass Class 2016, hosted by Tacklebox Tim Sherman, coming up Saturday, February 6th, 10 to 4 p.m. at the Harvard and Grace Maritime Museum. A full day of seminars to help improve your bass fishing. Top professionals and local experts will be there to talk about seasonal planning, all about fishing line. You want answers, elite observations, and smallmouth bass baits. Lunch, question-answer period, and door prizes. Proceeds benefit the Harvard and Grace Maritime Museum's youth programs. It's $50 to get in. Class size limited to 35 anglers. And here's how to call, 410-608-5170 to register for Bass Class 2016. And let's give away a Bass Class slot at the table there for somebody. here's another thing they're going to do. Now, the latest information on the Middle River fish kill from the Maryland Bass Nation Conservation Director Scott Sewell, who calls into our show occasionally. All right, here's the question, and get ready to dial. Go ahead and start dialing 410-922-6680, and then when you think you have the answer to the question, hit the send button, and first one to answer it right will get a free spot at Bass Class. Now, look, don't call if you can't go. Don't go in. And, you know, try to win a contest just to win a contest. The condition is you've got to go to Bass Class on February 6th from 10 to 4 at the Harvard and Grace Maritime Museum. So if you want to go to this class and you want to meet Captain Dan Kardash and Randy Yarnell and Brian Kelly and Tacklebox Tim and Captain Jerry Searson and learn all about bass fishing in Maryland, especially in tidal bass fishing areas close to home, then you can call in. Here's the question. In what Chesapeake Bay tributary did Aaron Martin's fish to win the Bassmaster Elite Tournament held on the Upper Bay last summer? 410-922-6680. You got to answer the question. Go on the air. Answer the question. And if you're right, you're right. You win a trip to the Bass Class. If you're wrong, you'll have to try again. So let's see what happens here. Let's continue on. Let's continue on. So, all right, Saturday was I can't remember my week. That's the problem. Can't remember what I did. Oh, yeah, Tuesday. Let's talk to Tuesday. There's Linda in White Marsh. Hey, Linda, good morning.
Hi, I'm just taking a guess.
Go ahead.
The Miles River?
No, sorry.
Okay.
Close, sorry.
All right, thanks.
All right, uh-huh. There we go. We'll ask a question again, 410-922-6680. In what Chesapeake Bay tributary did Aaron Martin's fish to win the Bassmasters Elite Tournament held on the Upper Bay last summer out of Havre de Grace? 410-922-6680. And we'd love to see you go to Bass Class if you can answer this question. Sure. It's a free trip to Bass Class. Okay. I got to look at my calendar and see what I did last week. That's how bad it is. Let's see. Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Tuesday went to dentist. but Tuesday night I spoke to the South Carroll Republicans at Eldersburg, and nice people, had a very nice time, told them about the coalition. They were interested in the radio show and things like that, so we had a nice time talking to them. So talked about the hunting coalition. I've got to talk to everybody, you know, as far as groups are concerned. We do that from time to time, and the services are listed on Ellis Outdoors if you'd like to check that out, ellisoutdoors.com, and see the services that we offer, and we can do a lot of different things because we know a lot of people and we get around the state quite a bit. I worked a lot this week, too. Went to Southern Maryland, I believe on Wednesday, and Accurate Guns and Ammo, Mark at Accurate Guns and Ammo, donated a beautiful firearm to the Coalition fundraiser event coming up on March 26th, a Remington Versamax shotgun. And it comes in a 3.5-inch chamber, and it's a really nice semi-automatic shotgun. We got that one, and then the folks at 3J's Archery donated a Bear youth bow in full camo. So, you know, it's starting to happen. The benefit coming up in Westminster is called the Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit, Saturday, March 26th, noon to 4. It's in Martin's in Westminster on Germer Lane, and you can see all that information on the website MarylandHuntingCoalition.org. And the two pieces of legislation that we are intimately involved in is Senate Bill 27 to make the King of the Chesapeake, the Chesapeake Bay, the Canvasback Duck, the official state duck. And then the other one is the Poaching Restitution Act. And the Poaching Restitution Act imposes mandatory penalties on poachers, restitution, which will then go to the penalties will go to DNR. So we're the bill's got a lot of points to it, and we're going to be putting out little cards out at some of the stores. For example, Clyde's has them. You'll see the our focus poaching and this sinister looking guy with a deer on it, its eyes glowing in the dark. We're calling it the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, and you can read all about that on the Hunting Coalition website too. But Coalition, you know. We've got four beautiful art prints that are framed for our benefit. We've got a couple of beautiful decoys, hand carved decoys, and more coming. We've got some fine firearms. We've got the gun of the year coming, a 20-gauge Modifeltrobe Benelli coming. We've got this Versamax, and we've got, I'm sure, many, many more. I think we had 12 or 13 firearms last year, so it's all good. And we'd love you to join us in Westminster on the 26th. But right now we need some phone calls. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And, hey, there's Tackle Box Tim on the email. So, you know, we want to give this thing away, and we want to give some tickets away to the Harrisburg Outdoor Show, too. So how do we do that? We're giving away tickets and slots at the Bassmaster or at the Bass Class. So let's see. In the last commercial, what personality's name did you hear that stuck out to you? If you remember the last commercial for the Great American Outdoor Show, there was a whole list of personalities. Who stood out to you? That's pretty easy. I mean, if you listen to the commercial and you went, oh, man, I like that guy, you know, call in and we'll give you a pair of tickets to the Harrisburg Outdoor Show. Again, you got to go. I can't just give tickets away just to give tickets away, or you win a contest just to win a contest. So 410-922-6680. They weren't paying attention, were they, Brian? They weren't paying attention. So, all right, we got two questions on the table for you to win stuff. And here come the phone lines. There they go. Oh, boy. Let's see what some of these callers have to say. Oh, look at that. 3-4 lines lit up. That's great. Yep. Bill in Baltimore, good morning.
Hi, how you doing? I wanted to give a name for the Harrisburg show.
Yeah.
The Pig Man.
The Pig Man, all right. Bill, he was named in the commercial, absolutely right. So grab Bill's name and phone number there, and we'll get his address. If you want to write his address down, we'll do that, and let's talk to Scott in Easton. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
Good. What's up?
Chris Brackett was the first name I heard.
Chris Brackett. All right. You got a pair of tickets coming to you. So we got right. Bill and Scott, and you got – what's that?
A couple years ago, we had the pleasure to meet over at the No Person Left Behind Hunt.
Oh, we did. That's right. Yes, indeed.
I was the safety guy, EMT, over there.
Yes, I remember. Yes, good, good.
Well, great organization. I have to say that.
Yep, exactly. Stay on the line, Scott. We'll get your address, and we'll get your pair of tickets out. Bill, call back. Brian will take your call. I cut you off not intentionally, so we were going to Scott's call. So, Bill, just one, call us back, too. We'll give away more tickets as we go through the course of the series here that where the we've got the commercials for the Great American Outdoor Show. So there we go. We gave two pair of tickets away, and that's all you have to do is call in and get the right answer. So 410 WCBM 680, here's the question for the to attend Bass Class 2016, a $50 value at the Howard E. Grace Maritime Museum. Sorry, we're working with the Decoy Museum. Howard E. Grace Maritime Museum on February 6th from 10 to 4. If you want to attend and attend the seminars on bass fishing, which we illustrated there earlier, the question is, in what Chesapeake Bay tributary did Aaron Martins fish to win the Bassmaster Elite Tournament held on the Upper Bay last summer? There you go. If you're a bass fisherman, you should know that. So, just stay on the line. If you're calling, keep trying, and we'll get to your call here shortly. But let me tell you now about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's is just about sold out of the A-Bolt 3 that we talked about here for a number of weeks for a high-powered rifle. But let me tell you about some of the Browning firearms. With waterfowl season here in full swing and about to get as good as it's going to get for the rest of the year, I want to tell you about three firearms, that you can take a look at Clyde Sports Shop. If you like a pump-action shotgun, the BPS pump comes in all gauges, 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. There's even 12- and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer models available. The thing about the BPS is it puts the shells out the bottom. It ejects them out the bottom. Once you fire and work the action, that shell goes out the bottom rather than out the side and hitting your the guy next to you in the goose blind or the goose pit or the duck blind rather than hitting him in the side of the head. So that BPS pump comes in Mossy Oak Infinity Camo with Dura-Touch armor coating. Then there's the Maxxis. This is the newest autoloader iteration from Browning. It is waterfowl hunting perfection. Comes in 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. If you want another recoil gas-operated autoloader, there's the Gold Light 10-gauge. Comes with that Dura-Touch armor coating in Mossy Oak Camo. 3.5-inch chamber in 10-gauge, a proven standard, the gold in auto-loading performance, that's for sure. And then finally, my favorite, the A5. The hump is back, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto-loader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or a 5-year guarantee. Comes with the kinematic drive system. It's ergo-balanced, which means it comes up to your shoulder perfect. It's the A5 from Browning. The A5, the BPS pump, the Maxxis, and the Gold Light, all available at Clyde Sports Shop, your hunting headquarters, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 242-6108. Clyde Sports is the website.
The world's largest outdoor sports show is back. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, February 6th to the 14th in Harrisburg, with over 1,000 exhibitors from major manufacturers, over 200 seminars from the hunting and fishing pros, over 600 outfitters, 9 action-packed days of hunting, fishing, boating, archery, guns, gear, and more. Chase the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, Chesapeake Outdoors, our buddies down there on Ken Island, they called and said, look, we're putting the duck decoys, all on sale. So tell the folks we've got plenty of duck decoys. Duck season is just getting ready to get hot. If the ducks show up here in the next couple of days, you will be glad you stopped in and got your supply of decoys at great prices. Avery decoys are all on sale. Now, look, they've got, let's stop at waterfowl there for a second. They do goose and duck picking. If you take some geese in or some ducks in or your whole party takes their whole limits in, they'll handle it. They'll take care of it. And oftentimes, you can drop them off and go to lunch and come back, and your birds will be done, whether you want them plucked or whether you want them breasted out. They'll do it all. Same thing for ducks. So waterfowl picking is a big part of their business this time of the year when they've got the birds, of course. So here's the big news. All the apparel is on sale, including that beautiful Drake waterfowl clothing, waterfowl hunt clothing. Drake is a fantastic product. I've been wearing a Drake jacket for the last 2 or 3 years, and guess where I bought it? Chesapeake Outdoors, and guess what I got it for? 40% off, which is what they're doing right now. There's a couple other brands there too, well-known brands that they have on sale, but 40% off on apparel. Listen, their Mossberg firearms are also on sale. The Mossberg guns, there's a few models left. They're closing out the Mossberg line. They're bringing in the Chiappa firearms and the Escort shotguns as well, and of course Remington. But there are alternatives out there. But the Mossberg line, all on sale, all at blowout prices. Go see what they have. Maybe for turkey season, or maybe a youth model or something like that. Great place to go. Chesapeake Outdoors. Their friendly staff is more than glad to assist you with your purchase. Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. Just go across the Bay Bridge. It's not far. 50 East, exit 39B, Kent Island. It's called Dominion Road. You'll see the big green and, I don't know whatever color that is, green and beige sign there before you get to it. Turn right on the exit, go behind the Exxon, and there you are. 410-604-2500.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did. Linex Bedliner, and Truck Gear Accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues.
I'm not singing the blues. I'm feeling great. I am. Let's talk to Mike in Reisterstown and then Matthew in Pasadena. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm just fine and dandy.
You want to take You want to take a guess on the bass class question?
Yeah, Aaron Martin caught his fish in Middle River.
Correct. Correct. You're going to go to bass class on February 6th.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yep. And we saved you $50 if you wanted to attend. And so, look, anybody's welcome to attend. The class size is limited to 35 anglers, and I know they've got some spots left. So give Tacklebox Tim a call for the rest of you at 410-608-5170. Mike, you stay on the line, and we're going to grab your phone number, and we'll make sure that Tim gets in touch with you. How's that sound?
All
right, hang on there, buddy. And let's talk to Matthew in Pasadena. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Well, same to you, buddy. Same to you.
Yeah, I was going to make the same guess because I remember reading it in The Sun going, why is she doing it in... I'm sorry, I'm a saltwater boy.
Yeah, okay.
Bass fishing for me has always been a challenge for, oh my God, 40 years now.
Right.
So, no, I already knew the Middle River because I remember reading the article going, Middle River?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Middle River's great. Middle River's, well, they had that big fish kill right after that. So I'll tell you what, Matthew, would you like to go?
I'd love to go because I'd love to learn how to bass fish.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. The Outdoors and Radio Show will pay for your spot. How's that?
You know, that would be wonderful because you are, like I said, last time I talked to you, I'm up every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. to sit and listen to you for 2 hours because I enjoy everything that you do. And I'm sorry, I'm an outdoors boy.
Well,
not a hunter, but I'm a fisherman.
That's all right, buddy. You just stay on the line. We'll get your number, and we'll put Tackle Box Tim in touch with you. How's that?
Thank you so much, sir.
All right. Grab Matthew there, Brian, and we'll put him on there, too. How about that? Oh, now I owe Tackle Box Tim $50. All right. That's all right. It's a good cause. If we can get people educated in the outdoors, it's well worth it. So it is. Oh, my goodness. Folks, how many of you are on social media? I think we're going to continue this theme, this question throughout the next, maybe the next hour or so. How many of you are on social media? How many get your outdoor news from social media? How many go onto these different sites and see who shot a buck and where they shot it and how big it was? And, you know, you put your picture on there and people make comments and that type of thing. Well, the Maryland Hunting Coalition is on social media. And our Facebook page is facebook.com, MD Hunting Coalition. You can find it. If you just go Google Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook, it'll pop right up. So we put a post out there the other day on Blazing Camo Day, the Hunters Rally in Annapolis, coming up on February 4th in Annapolis. And what it is all about is to let our elected officials, the 2016 General Assembly, know that hunters are 100,000 strong. Hunters contribute over $266 million to Maryland's economy. That hunting in Maryland equals 4,500 jobs. And hunters are united under the banner of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So we ask you to join us, and there are details on the website. But simply, if you park at the Naval Academy parking lot, be there by 8:30. If you go into Annapolis on Rao Boulevard, the usually the second light off of 50 is Taylor Avenue, right there where the DNR building is. If you turn past the Taylor building, or past the Taws building there, there are three entrances into the Naval Academy. Go to the third one. If you look up on the hill, there's a plane up on the hill. You pull in there. It's going to cost you $5 to park, and then take a couple bucks along for the shuttle. And you can go with the shuttle right down to Lawyers Mall, or we're going to assemble there. You'll see a bunch of orange hats assembled there in the parking lot, and then we're going to walk from there down to the State House. We're going to walk to Lawyers Mall, which we did last year. And we were quite a group walking down the streets there in Annapolis with our blaze orange hats on. It was fun. And we ask you to wear your blaze orange cap and your camouflage. No firearms, no knives, no bows, no arrows, no pocket knives, no nothing. And if you want to get into one of the state buildings to use the bathroom or something, you're going to have to go through security. You're going to have your photo ID for that. And, of course, they're going to make you take your belt off and that type of thing if you need to go. But we met with a lot of lawmakers last year, probably 30 or 40 of them. We're going to do the same thing this year. We don't know if any of our bills are going to be heard on that day. But if they are, we might even get to go into the gallery on that. But Pink and Camo Day is for the ladies. It's the same day in conjunction with Blaze and Camo Day. We have commemorative caps made up for the ladies, and we encourage the ladies to show up who support hunting here in Maryland. We do. And we've got some folks out there, you know, trying to encourage more women to get into the sport and get into the lifestyle of hunters. And if your guy can't go and he wants to go and you've got to work, you show up for them at Blaze and Camo Day, ladies, and we'll make sure you get your own Pink and Camo Day hat. So it's all good. So anyway, that was a commercial for Blaze and Camo Day, by the way. We put this post out there on social media, and we had 107 people like it. We had 14 comments, and we had 107 people share that on their own pages. Okay, so it was neck and neck, 107 liked and 107 shared. It wasn't the same 107, it just happened to be those numbers. Well, that turned into over 11,300 and some people saw that post as of a couple days ago when we stopped what they call boosting it. Okay, so one of the things that we said was we heard, actually Fran called me and said she heard on the radio on another station that one of the animal activists here in Maryland was railing against hunters and how they train their children to kill animals and how they, you know, they're just bad people and they hunt for sport and just going on and on about us. And they said that, you know, their group is going to protest our peaceful Blaze and Camo Day, our hunters rally in Annapolis on February 4th. So, okay. So we went and checked a few animal activist sites. Sure enough, there's a Animal Awareness Day down there, some building somewhere. But, you know, this person made a threat that they were going to. So we said, you know, look, we're going to be challenged by the animal rights people. They're going to show up and try and crash our party. So put that out there on social media. And one small-minded person didn't investigate what the day was all about, didn't care about that. All he wanted to do was hate on the animal activist. Well, we don't. You know, we all got to get along, and you know, we don't like the fact that they're against us. They do what they do, and we do what we do. And you know, if we have to come together and there's a conflict, I'm sure that that'll be handled somehow. But this guy used the word bloodshed, which prompted my comment back to him, which was, we're civil men. We're not brutes. We're not bloodthirsty killers. We defend your right, you know, to free speech under the First Amendment, just like we defend your Second Amendment rights. But if you'd be so inclined to take your post down, that would be appreciated. Well, that further fanned the flames. He did change the bloodshed thing. He edited it. Oh, yeah, maybe we should sit down and eat a turkey with them like the pilgrims did. And, you know, we eat what we go out and hunt and eat our own game. Even if it tastes like crap, we still eat it. And I'm thinking, yeah, this guy's got an issue. So anyway, long story short, he starts to attack me. Who are you? Who do you think you are? I've never heard your radio show. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. Sit down and shut up. Let the hunters take care of this. And all the while I'm thinking, okay. Now it's silly, but it's getting more elevated, more dangerous. Apparently the guy's he's an interesting guy. Let's put it that way. So I'm watching this, and the rhetoric is getting more heated and more escalated, and I'm thinking, okay, what do I do about this? So I just stop commenting. So then another guy chimes in. I know what to do. Shoot them all in the ass with a load of number 4 high brass. And I'm like, oh, my God. Here we are, ethical hunters, gentlemen, going to Annapolis to meet with lawmakers who decide what privileges we have as hunters, who decide what, you know, what affects our lifestyles and our tradition and our heritage. And you got two chuckleheads out there who are commenting and making comments threatening violence. It's not what we're all about. Not what Blazing Camo Day is all about. We're not going seeking a confrontation with the other side. We're going to speak with our lawmakers. We're going to have fun. We're going to show them how organized we are. And if animal protesters show up, they show up. We're not going to get in a fist fight. We're not going to get in a shouting match. We're not going to cuss anybody out. We're just going to deal with it how we have to deal with it. And you know what? We're peaceful people. We are. We're peaceful people. And I just want to say to anybody out there that thinks they're going to come to this event and, you know, get into confrontation and screaming matches and think that you're going to prove your point, you'll be dealt with from our side. Just like we're attempting to deal with the bad apples in our bunch, the poachers among us, by hitting those people in their pocketbooks for poaching deer in Maryland. So that's where we are. I just wanted to make a comment that social media has its goods and its bads, and I've been threatened on social media several times before, and nothing ever comes of it. So, but just be aware that you know, out of 11,386 people or whatever it was, we got two chuckleheads. So I guess that's a pretty good average. All right, we have time for any more calls? We have any more commercials? We're pretty much done, huh? When's the music start? Oh, gee. There it is. All right. Well, listen, we encourage you to go to ellisoutdoors.com. You can link on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly there. You can link on to Maryland Hunting Coalition, which is the most important. Our fundraiser's coming up March 26th. We hope you can join us there in Westminster. Our Blaze and Camo Day is coming up February 4th. We hope you can join us there. An explanation of the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016 is also online. A 12-page perspective on deer poaching is available. You can download it. You can download the flyer for our benefit. You can download the flyer for Blaze and Camo Day. You can share. We ask you to do so. So we thank you for that. We appreciate you joining us today. And if you have to leave us now, get out, stay safe.